Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get to it. What's on your mind for another day? This Thursday, we have Governor Doug Burgum on the set at Fox News Channel doing an interview. Just started right now. Let's pick that up, and you can hear it firsthand to start the show today.
And now you have this challenge. Do you sort of steady as she goes, knowing that a lot of people still don't know your name?
Well, absolutely. We feel like we're in fantastic shape. And, of course, we just don't pay a lot of attention to the national polls because we're really launching in Iowa and New Hampshire. And some New Hampshire polls, we've been as high as tied for fourth. And we've been tied for fourth when only half the voters know who we are. I mean, so that means we've basically got twice the approval rating of some of the people that have held national office, that have been national pundits, have national name recognition. So we know that as our name recognition goes up, our polling numbers are going up.
So I'm going to show you some numbers, and this comes hot off the press as of last evening. Guys, we're going to go through 1, 2, and 3 here. All right, this is number one. Burgum's at 1%. All right, on the next graphic, you'll see favorable 7%. Never heard of 71. And so your campaign went with this. Doug who? A new leader for a changing economy. How do you prep for next Wednesday?
Well, part of it's being here with you, Bill and Dana, because these really aren't debates and 60-second answers, no opening statements. It's a chance to answer questions in a multi-candidate format. And so being here with you is great debate, but the great prep. But the other thing is just being on the ground. We've continued Iowa, New Hampshire, talking to voters, understanding what's on their mind. And, of course, you know, the things that they're interested in isn't sometimes...
And what is that? I'm always curious. What are you hearing?
Well, inflation is number one. I mean, $700 a month more per family in America since Biden took office is what they're paying for their basic needs. And, of course, the Biden administration is trying to push a story right now that inflation is down. That means prices are still going up, just less slowly. But in the number that they're sharing doesn't include energy and food. Those are the two things that every working family has got to put on the table. So we know that the economy is number one interest in their mind. But they're also concerned about the border. I was down there last week with we have two North Dakota National Guard deployments down there. And it's just an open border. There's right in front of your eyes, people walking across the Rio Grande. And the hardworking law enforcement is called the Border Patrol. They went into law enforcement because they care about this country. And what are they doing? They're doing paperwork. I'm not talking about computer work. I'm talking about paperwork. I mean, they're just processing asylum seekers out into the country.
We've seen it. We're one of the few networks that even gives it attention. Just a couple quick fire questions for you. Is Donald Trump there on Wednesday night?
That's up to his campaign.
Understood. But do you want to see him there?
I don't make any recommendations for other candidates. We, as you just saw, we got a message.
Do you think it helps you if he's not there?
If he's there, the ratings will be higher. If he's not there, candidates will have more talk time.
No, I was just wondering about this, because some of the candidates have been critical of him, and some of them have not. Is it smarter to train your fire on Joe Biden, or do you recommend going after the front runner, Donald Trump, at 53%, whether he's there or not?
Well, we're obviously running against Joe Biden. I mean, this is the issue for our country. I vote for any of those guys on the stage over Joe Biden, because when you're wrong on the economy, you're wrong on energy, and you're wrong on national security, that's affecting every American. That's why we're running. I mean, our mission is to improve every American life. We know we can bring out the best of America. And we've got an issue with trust in the institutions in America. Trust starts with the top. To have someone who, as I have over my whole life, when you grow up in a town of 300 people, everything you do, people know your actions. They know your family. They know your business. You have to build trust with every transaction. That's how we built a $1 billion business with kids from 220 small towns across North Dakota. We did that because we are all about trust in every transaction. And America needs to be able to trust their leaders. They have to be able to trust their institutions. Because you know who loves it when Republicans are fighting with each other on stage? Not just Joe Biden. China loves that. China loves that absolutely, because why wouldn't they want a president whose policies on energy actually were almost written by China? Because if you want to switch our country from liquid fuels to EVs, to electric vehicles, and you're going to subsidize it with $1.2 trillion of the Green New Deal hidden under the Inflation Reduction Act, which actually was an Inflation Creation Act. If you want to do that, we're just trading OPEC for Sinopec. We're going to get all of our batteries from China. Our country will be completely dependent on them for any time someone wants to do anything in our economy. It's a ridiculous idea, and it doesn't match physics, it doesn't match economics, it doesn't match common sense. And so we have got to go in a different direction as a country, and that's why we're running, and we know we've got the capability to lead high-performing organizations, and that's what we need to be.
I'm wondering about gas prices. What could a president, let's say you win and you become president of the United States on day one, then what can you do about gas prices?
Well, some of this is just red tape. I mean, the idea that we can't take clean natural gas in America and move it around our country. Everybody in New England is paying too much for their heating oil and too much for their electricity. At the time of the Russian invasion into Ukraine, there was 400,000 barrels of oil a day of dirty Russian heating oil being offloaded into New England, because in America you can't get a permit to take clean natural gas from Pennsylvania to New Hampshire. So some of it's regulatory red tape, and then other simply, Dana, it's also we just have to start selling energy to our friends and allies, stop buying it from our adversaries. That would change global stability, stop empowering foreign dictators, and it would lower the price of fuels here in the U.S.
You're getting your answers down, and that comes with work. I just want to squeeze in one more on the screen here. You did a deal. You were successful in business.
Yes.
You lived the American dream. You came to politics to make a change. But you also kind of did a deal to get the unique donors to back you up, and it was like, go ahead and give me a dollar, and I'll give you $19 back, essentially. Screen guys, you spent $760,000. What would you say to those who say you bought your way for a place on the stage?
I would say meet an entrepreneur that knows how to solve a problem. Other people that were trying to do this, if you went to one of the so-called professional fundraising firms, they said, we can get you 40,000 donors. It'll only cost $100 a pop. That's $4 million. We did it for less than 1/4 the price of what a professional fundraising firm, like 1/5 the price. And anybody that's ever, an entrepreneur that's ever started an online business, you've got to, if you're, no one's heard of you and you've got a new online business, what do? You lead with a promotion. You get people to come to your site. And when they come, guess what? They buy a t-shirt, they buy a cup, they spend some money. A lot of people that came to that site spent a lot more than a buck. And a lot of them are coming back because they're saying, we could use an entrepreneur in the White House. We could use a problem solver, someone that's just not funny. Because that rule, that clubhouse rule, was designed to keep people like me off the stage. It was perfect for D.C. insiders, perfect for people that have held national office. A huge barrier for someone who's coming from the outside that nobody knows. And we cracked our way through it in a matter of weeks.
All right, well, if you're asking Doug who, that's who. Doug Burgum. Thanks for being here today. We'll see you in Milwaukee.
Thanks, Dana. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
And so let me just give you one more reminder. Fox News hosts the first Republican primary debate less than 1 week from tonight.
Yes, it's coming up next week. Our own Steve Holcim is going to be in Milwaukee to cover that. We'll have live coverage of it. We have a panel of folks that are coming in, participating in the debate here. And by the way, if you'd like to do that, go to our website, am1100theflag.com. There's a little box at the top corner of the website that says Hot Links. If you click there, it'll take you right to a choice to join us for the debate and sign up and come on in and have some refreshments and some hors d'oeuvres, and we'll watch the debate together and we'll get your reaction to the debate, just like the networks do. Governor Burgum's getting pretty good at answering those questions, Kev, isn't he?
Well, yeah. I think that, you know, those are things that he just knows. When you get good at answering questions, you don't have to think about. He doesn't have to think about, you know, how to utilize the North Dakota's resources of natural gas and oil and the Bakken. I mean, those are things he does. It's a no-brainer for him. I mean, that all of it was spot on. I thought he did very well, especially on the Trump nonsense. Will Trump be there? That's up to his campaign. Don't care. I'm there to answer the questions they're giving me.
Yeah, and he eventually pressed on and said if he's there, there'll be higher ratings. That's good. If he's not, there'll be more time for us. That's good. So whatever. Yeah.
There you go. And
not taking the bait.
The debates are a joke anyway.
Yeah, he didn't take the bait on that one at all. I'm just, from the perspective of somebody that's never heard of Doug Burgum, as the polls show 71% of the people that are paying attention to this Republican nomination battle have never heard of him. And you're one of those 71%, and you're turning into Dana Perino and Bill Hemmer on Fox News Channel, and sitting next to him is a guy from North Dakota, the governor, and performs in the whatever 6, 8, 10 minutes that you just heard there. I think you come away saying, that guy belongs in the mix. belongs there.
No doubt. No doubt. Yes.
I mean, I think you. It's not easy to transition from North Dakota media firing questions at you to the big leagues of national media doing that and then handling it well. I thought I did pretty good. So, since that was the feature Fox interview of the morning program, we thought we'd take that for you today live on the air. Still begs the question in our Real People poll today, should, as some have suggested, Doug Burgum and all of the other Republican candidates for president, except Donald Trump, suspend their campaign and say, we're speaking with one voice right now. We're backing Donald Trump. He's being attacked. He's being indicted. We're going to do something no candidate ever does. Don't pick me. Pick the other guy. How would that be received?
I can only imagine.
And one of the other questions that came up for the governor in the conversation was, Dana Perino asked it, you know what, I'm talking about Joe Biden. That would also allow all those candidates to talk about Joe Biden.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And his failures as president, rather than shooting at each other. Christie style.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
I'll give you a great fight from the fight world, from the ring. I'll give you a great analogy on this coming up. Should they get behind the champion.
Sounds beautiful. Brought to you today by MyPillow. We're going to be checking in with little Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, by the way, coming up. For all the great deals, promo code Scott. Remember that. Promo code Scott. And you can still sign up, too, for the election summit by going to LindellEvent.com. Use the referral code Scott. More after this. Hey, it's Scott Hannon for my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around. Going to keep your ride super clean, just like my truck. And you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Did you know there's another way to manage your farm's risk and protect your equity with Margin Protection? Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin Protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Join us at Irie Insurance for our upcoming Margin Protection meetings, August 29th at 8:30 a.m. in Devil's Lake at 4 p.m. in Hope, and August 30th at 8 a.m. in Hillsboro. For more information, visit our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, guess
Guess what? Watford City's new lumber yard is now open, friends. KTGO AM 1090 listeners. Watford City's Elite Lumber should be your destination. Elite cabinet and building supply has a wide variety of lumber, drywall, insulation, complete paint and color match service. They have a design center where you can get ideas and put the materials together from there. Lots of power tools, Milwaukee and more. You tell them what you want to see on the shelves, because it's your local hardware store now, they'll do it. They're hiring in the lumber yard too. Stop by and apply. Elite Cabinets and Building Supply, just east of downtown on 23. Pretty cool. Happy for them. All right, 21 past the hour. Our feed to Mike Lindell and Frank Speech is, I'm having some trouble getting there. Are you, Kev?
Let me check here.
Yeah, FrankSpeech.com, which tells me that this morning was being kicked off with a speech by Mike Lindell, who is revealing a plan at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
No, I'm in.
That he says everybody should want to take part in. So when that speech happens, we'll dip into that. But it sounds like it's a lot of traffic there. But I got in now, too. So anyway, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So here's my real people poll question of the day. It's been floated that the best idea for the Republican nominees is to do something unprecedented. And it is for every candidate against Donald Trump in this Republican race for the nomination. Now, mind you, he's at 53%, and the rest of the field, over half of them are at 1% or zero. So you've got a race that is dominated right now by Donald Trump. Now, that could change. If I'm a candidate against Donald Trump, I'm saying, hey, did Howard Dean become president? Did Rick Santorum? I mean, you know, there's plenty of precedent for these things changing, and that's why they go to Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, and Nevada, and campaign. That's why they do it. But we're in very, very, very different times. We've got a president of the United States, and Donald Trump, being indicted for the first time ever in the history of this country. Not once, not twice, not three times, but four times. What do you think of the idea that some have floated that all the other candidates besides Trump should suspend their campaign, back him, and do nothing but talk about Joe Biden and what they've done to this country? What do you think of that idea? You tell me. 701-271-1100 today on the program. 701-271-1100. You can text us, too, at 701-237-1590. Listener says, if Trump isn't on that stage, nobody that's not in the business of politics is going to watch. Trump will relegate these guys to the dustbin by not showing up and giving them a spotlight. It's brilliant. I wonder. I mean, no doubt about it. Ratings are going to be through the roof if Trump is there. No doubt about it. If he's not there, what else do you watch on a Wednesday night if you're a Fox News viewer? I mean, I think you tune in and say, hey, who's here? But I don't know. Maybe not. Interesting take. Thank you. I have some video for you, Scott, from when Trump was president talking about border security with Chuck and Nancy and a looming government shutdown. This is why we need him back. And I remember the conversation very well in the Oval Office. You talk about unprecedented. Invite the cameras in to watch us argue. Oh, it was priceless. And Chuck Schumer wanted those cameras out of the room so bad. Nancy Pelosi wanted those cameras out of the room so bad. It was unbelievable. Really told you everything you needed to know. No doubt.
Bingo. It was beautiful.
I agree completely with Kevin is saying, Burgum just knows, so it's easy to answer the questions. Another listener. Good morning. I listened to Mike Lindell's election summit coverage yesterday. The representative from Texas stated that election machines are still illegal because of critical infrastructure laws. Just like an air traffic controller computer for Minneapolis Center, election machines must have an open and transparent source code, along with internet and security safeguards. The machines do not meet this critical infrastructure criteria. This matches the statement from the Senator Wadsack in Arizona that election machines in Arizona are illegal for federal elections. I've been hearing a theme of this more and more, and I wonder if that isn't part of the plan we're going to hear from Mike Lindell today.
Well, I'm watching
something
it right
to do
now.
With critical infrastructure laws.
And they're doing a montage of all the stuff on the on these machines. Here, a little
important thing to know about Georgia's voting system is the voting machines are not interconnected to each other, nor are they connected to the internet in any way.
Our vote counting machines are never connected to the internet.
For remote access software?
Yes.
We do not. We no longer install any remote access software. That process was discontinued in 2006 and is not allowed by any of the EAC testing.
Mr. Poulos?
Chairperson, we've never had any kind of remote access in our Dominion product.
Capabilities.
But okay. I will say...
May I just say over and over again, not connected to the Internet, not connected to the Internet, and then Mike's proving that, well, they actually are connected to the Internet.
In some cases, they found that, but what I think this emailer is getting at, our listener, is that there is something called a critical infrastructure law, and it does require open and transparent source code and internet and safety security.
Yep.
So if they're testifying truthfully, it's not connected to the internet, they're breaking the law. If they're lying and it is, then we know how they can be compromised. You follow me? So pay attention to this critical infrastructure law as part of the solution here. I think that's interesting. Another listener on a Real People poll. Yes, Scott, they all should suspend their campaign. Not so much to align with Trump, but to stand against these bogus charges. That would be a great way for DeSantis to step away from his sinking campaign. Also, truly ask yourself, where do our North Dakota 3 stand? They are saying little to nothing. They like to blow with the wind when it comes to Trump, always protecting their jobs just in case. Appreciate that. Another listener. There's now an organized campaign by Democrat activist groups to remove Trump from the 2024 ballot before he's even been convicted of a crime, even before his federal trial in the Washington, D.C. court has started. Two Democratic activist groups have already sent letters to 9 states demanding that Trump be removed from the 2024 ballot, supposedly due to the insurrectionist disqualification clause in the 14th Amendment. A call to action is auto-signing a petition to be sent to secretaries of state in blue states. There's another angle we need to be very wary of, right? They're not done. I'm gonna just, and this, by the way, I think is the reason to go back to the thought of all the other candidates standing behind him. Mike Lindell's on stage now. Dip into this for a sec to see what he's saying about what we just heard.
Right out of the machines itself, which you all got. The cast vote records, the registration, the voter rolls, okay? So you're going to see what they can't say that they weren't connected to the Internet when we got the stuff from the machines. There was stuff that we could get under the Freedom of Information Act, which you all got, okay? And I'm going to show you right now some, Patrick was there. He was there, and he's going to show you evidence he had firsthand, and then we're going to show you what we could get out of the machine. Evidence like he has firsthand evidence. They've been all just, you know, the media doesn't put it out there, so it's been all just, you know, we don't care if you have evidence they were online. They weren't on the Internet.
This is interesting.
Wrong.
This is interesting. Yeah. I love it. Okay. Lindell, events.com to sign up for that if you'd like, by the way. Streaming at frankspeech.com. More after this on What's On Your Mind. What a day.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
USA News Update. At least 110 people are confirmed dead in what has become the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history. The devastating wind-driven blaze tore through the town of Lahaina on the island of Maui. Hawaii Governor Josh Green confirmed the new total in a news conference, adding that roughly 2,000 people are still without power. A federal appeals court is upholding parts of a decision limiting access to an abortion pill. Judges on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals sided with a Texas judge and agreed FDA did not properly follow procedures when it loosened access to the pill. The pill will not be available through the mail, but will remain on the market. The FDA website says that as of June 30, 2022, there have been 28 reported deaths in patients associated with mifepristone since the product was approved in September of 2000. Lance Pry, USA News.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let me check out the menu for you at PetroServe USA. It says home cooking. You up for some home cooking for lunch today? With that grab-and-go convenience that goes with it?
Every day.
Head for PetroServe USA. Harwood location has meatloaf today. Tater Tot Hot Dish or Chicken Tenders, West Main Avenue, West Fargo location. PetroServe USA out by the fairgrounds. Beef enchilada, 12th Avenue and I-29 location. Come off the exit of 12th Avenue, you head west. And you've got PetroServe USA right on the corner. Salisbury Steak, MP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Tater Tot Hot Dish in Glendon. Lasagna today at the Yulin location, 45th Street, barbecued pulled pork. And today they have buy any size fountain pop for 79 cents. You can get the giant pail size, and it's only 79 cents. I mean, find me a better deal than that anywhere. It is pretty darn good. All right, back on What's on Your Mind. Real People Poll, question of the day. The idea being floated by some conservative commentators. You don't hear this many of the other campaigns. Like, hey, gang, what do you think? Why don't we suspend our campaign and support Trump? A lot of the political tea leaf types tell you there's no way Trump loses this Republican nomination. Not going to lose it. Not under attack like this. Are people going to say, Now, if you listen to Karl Rove would tell you, heard him on Fox earlier today saying, well, if you ask people that are polled that if they'd still support Trump if he was indicted in any one of those four cases, his numbers drop. I don't know that I believe that. I don't know if I buy into that polling. Do you, Kevin? I think he gets more popular if he gets indicted.
I don't like polls.
Not, I'm sorry, he's already been indicted and already gained in the polls if he gets convicted.
Where'd they take the poll? Who'd they ask? Everything I'm seeing is that he's becoming more and more supported every time they come at him.
We don't care about any poll other than the poll of our listeners, and that's why today I'm asking the Real People poll question of the day.
Yeah.
Should the other candidates suspend their campaign and do something that would shock the media world, turn all, whatever, how many there are, a dozen candidates behind Donald Trump to then get behind the defeat of Joe Biden? If that happened, I think within 15 to 20 minutes, Biden would be thrown under the bus.
No.
I think they'd have to execute the plan to, sorry, Joe, you're done.
I have a dream.
Head to the beach in Delaware.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you think that it actually happened? That's what would...
Imagine this, okay, and I'm going to put this, back in the day when you had different, Don King, you had the different... whatever, call them leagues or whatever, that had different belts. You had the WBA belt, okay, you had the World Boxing Association belt, you had the WCBC belt, or whatever, two different belts. The unified heavyweight champion of the world was the guy that held all those belts. Let's say that's Mike Tyson, okay? Now, you're behind Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson is the guy to beat. He's by far the best fighter and the number one contender. He has the belt already on our team. We want to get the other belt. So now do we fight a bunch of prelims to see who gets to fight Mike Tyson, to then see who gets to fight the guy for the other belt? Or do we just say Tyson's the guy? No one's going to beat him in our ranks. We know that. Any one of us that gets in the ring with him are going to get slaughtered because he's Mike Tyson. Okay, so let's say, Mike Tyson's our guy. Here's the belt. We know he's the guy. Put him in the ring against the other belt and have him take it. So, I mean, you can look at Bellator versus UFC. You know, any sort of fight scenario, that's what we're doing. And we have to get behind our champion. That's what it comes down to, in my humble opinion.
Great analogy. Texter says, answering our Real People poll question of the day, if Republicans cared about this country, they would support Trump in every way they could. They're currently undermining him every chance they get. If Trump doesn't win the primary or the election, the Republican Party will be blamed.
And
all right,
they think,
others
they
welcome,
think we're
by the
stupid
way,
to not know that.
271-1100, what's your opinion? Let us know. Call us at 271-1100. Text us 237-1590. One note, if you're traveling I-94 eastbound today near Rossay, the Minnesota Department of Transportation tells us that between exits 50 and 38, they are closing I-94 until 5 o'clock today. Crews will be performing emergency repairs to the shoulder. There is currently a lane closure in this area for a pavement project. When I-94 reopens, it will remain reduced to one lane. So if you're traveling I-94 eastbound today until 5 o'clock today, so if you're heading out right now, whoa, you might want to get the GPS cranked up and avoid yourself a little bit of a mess.
Two lane somewhere out there.
Yeah. And some of the, boy, have you traveled that detour on 34 at all?
Oh, no, but I know what you're talking about, though.
It's unbelievable. They take you down to Frazee and
yeah,
then over to
much.
Monaga and then back up to 34. It's just like unbelievable. Hopefully they're making some progress on that one. But some of those detours are flat out ridiculous. I mean, there's just no easy way unless you're taking gravel roads and all the rest. All right, let's see what else we have here for comments. Doug Burgum just said buying donors is good. Good business, the texter says. He said he became successful by being a smart entrepreneur. I say that is wrong. I want him to earn our votes because of his policies, not have to buy them. I don't want to be bribed to vote for that person because of the goodies I will acquire. I would say you're taking that a little bit out of context. What the governor said was the way politicians normally operate is they go hire a professional fundraising firm. And fundraising firms by the dozen come to the governor and they say, tell you what, we'll get you $40,000 donors and get you on that stage. You need to pay us $4 million. So he says, do I want to give them $4 million or do I want to figure out a different way to get to the same result? How about this? I'll pay people a $20 gift card for donating a dollar and I'll get on the debate stage for $750,000. That's what he means by being a smart entrepreneur. I don't think that's buying a vote. I think that's saying the
buying
the
a donation.
It's buying a donation.
You're buying a donation, not a vote.
With an intent of getting on that stage.
Right, and that's the game that you have to play. You have to get the 40,000 donations, you know, and they say, if that's the part of the rules to play this game, then I'll do it like this. You know, he's still got to get a lot of traction and a lot of recognition going, but that gets him, that gets the thing, like, hey, I want to get into this amusement park. Well, you got to do this dance and that dance and run through those hoops and then you can come in. All right, well, that's for this park, that's what I got to do, then I want to come in, then I'll do that. And that's the debate stage. That's what it takes.
Let's see, another listener with a vote. Yes, everyone should suspend and end their candidacy. Trump has military intelligence. on his side. Another one. An underdog beat Mike Tyson. Every little puppy should have a chance at the big dog. One of them could win. All right? Let's vote the other way.
Right. And that's they're entitled to fight it that way, too, no doubt.
Let us know what you think. 701-271-1100. Text us, 237-1590. Texter says, 100% don't debate. Talk about how Biden and the Dems are ruining our country. Sounds like a vote for the yes on the Real People poll. Texter says, Scott, have you ever thought about having a debate with Joel Heitkamp concerning Trump? Joel who? I don't know who he's referring to, do you? Okay. Actually, I've offered to do versions of that before and haven't been successful in
getting back. No, I don't have to do that.
But I'd love to do it. I don't mind. Joel Heitkamp, of course, a longtime state senator, member of the legislature, and then later a fill-in talk show host for Ed Schultz, and then became his permanent replacement. So he's a brother of Heidi Heitkamp, senator, so well-known Democrat. I think that's why the listener is suggesting a little debate regarding Trump. Thank you for that. Yes, all the other candidates should be backing Trump, says another listener. We are under attack. We need to be fighting in unity against a weaponized DOJ. Republicans are too self-centered to see what's really going on. I'm so done with pouring support into this non-fighting party. Yesterday, Jimmy Failla called it out when he said the current candidates softly call out the DOJ during the day and go home at night and pray the DOJ takes Trump out. The GOP is starting to tick me off more than the leftists at this point. All right. Bring it on.
Regarding Mike Tyson, after his debut at the age of 18, he went on to win 36 consecutive fights. So, you know, it wasn't until Buster Douglas stopped him in his past his prime a bit that, but I'm just saying, who's got game besides Trump in this party?
So far, Real People poll has about 11 folks that have weighed in since the top of the hour in favor of Republicans suspending their campaigns and backing Donald Trump and taking on Joe Biden now, not waiting for the primary process to play out. Only one that disagrees. Another listener says, I want a third party by Vets with Guts with the Ten Commandments as their platform. All right. Another, if Hillary can get away with what she did during her campaign, Biden and Trump have nothing to worry about whatsoever. There you go. Let's go to Tom in Minnesota. Tom, what's up in your mind today? Pardon me?
Am I on?
You are on, sir. Go ahead.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, Tom.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you.
I think there's two elements. There's two elements at play here. Yes, I think the other candidates not necessarily suspend the campaigns, but they should all get behind Trump and make it clear that that in the event that they were successful in any criminal prosecution, that they would suspend him, join forces, much like take the stand that Vivek Ramaswamy did. And that is that what they're doing to Trump is political and it's wrong. I have I'm a Tim Scott guy, but right now as I sit here in my car, I'm wearing a Donald Trump hat. And that's what I say. There's two elements at play here. One is we want to take a stand against the politicization of the Department of Justice and the wrong that they're doing, not just to Donald Trump, but the wrong that they're doing violating our United States Constitution. And that makes me want to, if someone asks me, are you supporting Trump? They're not. Are you asking, do you want him to be president? Or are you asking, are you supporting Trump in what Merrick Garland and the Democrat Party is doing against him? Because I don't think the support for Donald Trump, what we might end up with is this. Donald Trump will win the nomination.
Hang on, Tom. Tom, hang on here. I want to let you finish your thought. We're up against the break, so don't go anywhere. We'll finish this after the break. On What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services, and I'm addressing all the producers out there. Your tillage equipment, all your machinery, including your grain holdings, are all considered personal property. They all need to be funded into your trust just as well as your real property does. If you have questions on that, that is why I'm here. I specialize in this. Call me today before it's too late. 701-318-0908. 701-318-0908.
Enjoy every day made better with the Splash Super Pool from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. The Super Pool is made in the USA and comes in 11 different sizes and shapes to turn any backyard into a beautiful summer getaway. Set it up in less than an hour for as little as $50 per month, everything included. Come check out why this is North Dakota's number one selling pool since 1997. The Splash Super Pool, on display at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour. Brought to you by H.A. Thompson & Sons, the indoor air quality experts. Talking to somebody the other day, they were working out next to somebody, and they were talking about how glad they were that there wasn't a lot of people in the gym working out together because COVID was spiking, one of them said to the other. And this person said to me, COVID spiking? I don't even hear about COVID anymore. A few circles you hear about it, it's still out there. One of the ways to end that nonsense once and for all is just to know you have the cleanest air possible. Post-COVID, schools have that. Many long-term care facilities and medical facilities have that. You can have that, too, in your home and or your business with the experts at H.A. Thompson & Sons. They have searched the world for the best products, the most economical, the most efficient. Find out more at hatandsons.com. All right, Tom, go ahead and finish your point there before we get John Hinderocker in here. Kevin and or Daniel, you let me know when John's standing by.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Tom, go ahead.
There's been two candidates have made recent moves in the polls. One was Vivek. I apologize to his supporters. I can't say his last name, Ron Swamy. And he went up in the polls when he stood firmly behind Donald Trump. And I think that is the conservatives across America rewarding him for standing behind Trump. One of the people who dropped is DeSantis, and DeSantis is more closely connected to his views and his statements regarding Trump than anyone else. The conservatives, the people in America, want the Republican candidates to stand behind Trump for this reason, because they want the candidates to stand behind the Constitution and to firmly state that what the Democrat Party and is doing is wrong. And this would help, unpersonalize it to Trump and put it in a category where it belongs, and that's an attack on America. So all the candidates should get together, get behind Trump, and that might help to open up the conversation on real issues. Like I said, I'm sitting here in my car with my Donald Trump hat on, and at home on my kitchen counter is my Tim Scott hat. And because I want to support Donald Trump as long as the conversation is about destroying America and destroying our democracy.
It's so
I want to support Tim Scott because I think Tim Scott can get those few voters that we need to win the presidency.
But you want right now today Tim Scott to suspend his campaign. Tim Scott, in your view, as a supporter of Tim Scott, you want him to suspend his campaign along with all the other candidates and get behind Trump because of the moment we're in. That's what I heard you say. Is that right?
I want him to stand up and declare firmly and strongly that he is against what the Biden administration is doing to their political opponent.
And that's more important than winning a nomination. I got it, Tom. I appreciate your insight and analysis. Well said. Thanks. John Hinderocker, Center of the American Experiment, is here. What a time we live in. John, right? Isn't this interesting times? You ever following politics all your years in the private sector and at the American Center for American Experiment seen anything like this?
Well, we are in uncharted territory, Scott, as you know. There's a lot of things going on today that are unprecedented in American history. And frankly, it's very sad because those unprecedented things that are going on are pretty much all bad.
They are indeed. It is hard to watch, that's for sure. But interesting conversation today. There's some conservative. Charlie Kirk's one of them. There's been a few others out there that have made the case that these Republican candidates should get behind Trump, seeing it as a foregone conclusion, he's going to win the nomination and really turn the tides against Biden much earlier than they otherwise would in a bruising primary. And the majority of our listeners think that would be a good idea today. So we've been talking about that. What's on your mind?
Well, I don't agree with that, Scott. I got to tell you, I mean, that in my mind is a suicide mission. You know, the Associated Press just put out their latest round of polling. 35% of Americans have a favorable view of Donald Trump, 62% an unfavorable view, 64% say they definitely would not support or probably would not support Trump in November of 2024. Trump can't win. If he is the Republican nominee, the Democrats win, and they'll take a lot of winnable down ballot races with them. And one thing to keep in mind, Scott, is Joe Biden is not going to be the Democrats' nominee in 2024. In all probability, it's going to be Gavin Newsom. So whatever happens, it is not going to be a Trump by
That seems to be the worst kept secret in politics right now.
Oh, totally. Look, Joe Biden, I mean, the poor man, like, it's elder abuse. It really is.
Well, let me ask you this. If it was Biden Trump, does Trump win that race,
no,
that matchup?
No. Trump is the only Republican who would lose to Joe Biden. Any other plausible Republic of the Gut, the nomination would beat Joe Biden. Donald Trump would lose to him again.
You realize
that's Donald Trump three times in a row. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
You realize that the same was said about Trump v. Hillary.
You know, I predicted that Trump would win in 2016. I was one of the very small number of pundits who said, oh, Hillary's a horrible candidate. She's not going to win. Trump is going to get elected. And he was.
Fascinating conversation as always. Our friends at the Center of the American Experiment doing great work in North Dakota and Minnesota. An off-the-cliff tour is an eye-opener of what's happened in that legislature. Support these good folks. John, great to talk to you as always.
Great to be with you, Scott. Have a good day.
AmericanExperimentND.org, by the way, to find out more about American Experiment Center. On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Off your order.